For the last 6 years, Oklahoma State University's Unmanned System Research Institute, or USRI, has been working on technology to study the atmosphere and wind profiles through various forms of mapping. What better location for this research than Little Sahara State Park? Welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Megan Robinson. I stopped by the Excelsior Research Lab before traveling to Little Sahara to speak with the director of USRI, Dr. Jamie Jacob, and project engineering director, Victoria Natalie. They shared with me their drone expertise and what it could mean for urban air technology.
What is the purpose or the goal of the visit to Little Sahara?
Well, it's really twofold. One is to look at the geomorphology of the dunes and evaluate how they're migrating over time. So we learn a lot just about how, you know, structures like the dunes evolve over long periods of time. And it's a really unique formation. But we're also utilizing this as part of a larger effort to study the atmosphere and particularly use drones to measure wind profiles.
So the goal is to really kind of understand and map out the boundary layer as it moves over dunes, or you want to go to a more scientific definition, aeolian structures, which is just structures affected by the wind in a real world environment. So this is something that we can kind of simulate in the lab and in wind tunnel settings, but you're not getting the same type of Reynolds number that you would get as the wind is flowing over the dunes out in the real world.
A Reynolds number? What is that?
So it is a unitless number that is used to determine scaling as far as turbulent structures or air flowing over different objects.
How long have you been working on the equipment and the technology that we are going to be using at the testing?
We've been using this type of equipment for at least 5 years here at Unmanned Systems Research Institute. And I personally have been going out to Little Sahara for 3 years now. And it's kind of a combination of taking mapping bunch of images, we're able to map the terrain to a really high fidelity, and then trying to combine that with taking wind measurements. So we get wind speed and direction using items called anemometers. And those sensors are able to tell us exactly what the atmosphere is doing at those locations. Now, combining those two data sets together is what's kind of exciting about getting to go out to Little Sahara and really, you know, understand exactly what the wind is doing over that region.
Now think about, you know, trying to figure out what that wind velocity is up several hundred feet in the air. You can, you know, you can't really see it, but, you know, a way to have a drone there pulling that data out is really valuable to us.
And one of the other things that these that comes out of this research is, I'm probably going to butcher it, photogrammetry.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, photogrammetry is a way of measuring the terrain or the structure or really visual shape using pictures. So using a series of images taken, in this case, from the air, we can create what's called a digital elevation model, an exact map of what the surface looks like. And we're using that to study how the dunes migrate over time.
So it really allows you to place the atmospheric measurements in a really geotagged, very specific location so that you can see exactly what is going on right as you move over what in the world is kind of a small structure, which is the dune itself. So you can really see as you go over the top of the dune exactly what the wind is doing as you move along the leeward side of it.
You've talked about the dunes migrating and shifting and moving. Why is mapping the airflow over the dunes important?
It's a coupling between what's happening in the atmosphere with the wind and the structure that's on the ground. So they slowly migrate over time as a response to the wind. We're also utilizing that as a surrogate for urban measurements as part of a larger NASA effort. In this case, to be able to study how winds evolve and change in urban areas, which is really important for NASA's future efforts in urban air mobility or urban air taxis.
It's important to understand the propagation of turbulent structures, and it's important to kind of be able to say that this is backing up a lot of the mathematics that we're using in a lab setting and kind of equate the two. This is gonna help us understand how to move toward urban air mobility or advanced air mobility when you're wanting your air taxi to go around buildings or through an urban setting. You wanna know exactly what that airflow is gonna be doing. This is a first step to really understanding that in a real world scenario.
What is urban air taxis? What is NASA trying to accomplish with knowing the airflow?
Yeah, I think of it essentially as an Uber Air. So, you know, rather than taking a taxi on the ground from one point in a city to another point, this would be an aerial version of that. Essentially a very large drone without a pilot that you would get in and you would hop from one side of the city to the other side of the city in just a matter of minutes.
So just an unmanned like airplane flying through the cities, essentially.
Correct.
How far away do you think we are from technology like that?
Well, companies are flying those and testing them right now, but they haven't yet been certified by the FAA. Practical implementation is somewhere between 5 to 10 years away.
This is something that you've always wanted to study, or is this going towards this NASA project?
This is a, you know, really twofold for us. You know, it helps us achieve some of these objectives as part of this larger NASA effort, but simultaneously it allows us to study a really unique feature within Oklahoma. There aren't many places like Little Sahara in the world, and we can learn a lot about, you know, not only Little Sahara itself, but also, you know, larger weather-induced phenomena.
I really enjoyed my visit to Excelsior and learning more about the drone technology. I want to thank Dr. Jacob and Victoria for showing me around their research lab and letting me tag along on their trip to Little Sahara. If you want to learn more about USRI, visit seat.okstate.edu. And if you want more Inside OSU podcasts, like, share, and subscribe. That's all we have for this week. I'm Megan Robinson. Thanks for listening.